Oh my gosh, this is amazing.
I know.
This is cool.
I'm excited to be back and talking to our listeners on the Rookie and the Vet podcast, and we thank you all for bearing with us while we've been away for a little while. As you can imagine, a lot of things have been going on, and as of this recording, there are really a lot of things going on, and we'll get to that in just a little bit. But before we get started, we want to let everybody know that's listening that we have a new partner, and they're not really new to me. They're people that have been near and dear to my heart for many, many years, but we're going to be working close with them to provide content and provide help for event professionals throughout the world. Also, listeners that are listening that are maybe looking for help when it comes to events and things like that. The National Association of Mobile Entertainers, the company that's been very close to my heart, I've been involved with for many, many years. And we are fortunate enough to actually have the owner on with us today. And so she's going to be joining us talking about all things NAME. So that's the acronym. If you hear me say NAME, Nick, just so you know, that's the acronym that we'll be referring to, the National Association of Mobile Entertainers. And I'm going to just read her bio first off here, just to let everybody in that's listening know a little bit more about Carol. And then we'll kind of jump into things. So our guest today is Carol Kessler. She is from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and she's the president of National Association of Mobile Entertainers and the owner of ProMobileDJ.com. Her main goal is to make sure NAME maintains happy and satisfied members by offering excellent customer service, which they have been providing to their members for over 20 years. Now, that's the professional side of things, Nick. Carol is somebody who has been near and dear to my heart for many, many years. Her former husband, Bruce, who we will probably talk about at some point, passed away way too early in life and way kind of unexpectedly. But I have gone on record and probably even on this podcast and another podcast have talked about how there were basically about three people that were influential in my career in the very beginning. And Bruce was by far probably like either 1A or 1B in that list.
Wow.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you for having me and allowing me this time to do this.
We are definitely honored to have you on board and a great opportunity to talk a little bit about what NAME is doing and what you've kind of been doing through the last 20 years of servicing, not just entertainers, not just DJs, but people from a wide, vast variety of the entertainment industry.
Okay, right now we're in the midst of growing for more than 23 years. We excel in our customer service. We have a full-time staff. We have our physical location, and we're here to answer any questions that you might have involving entertainment insurance and or benefits.
Now, I know entertainment insurance is a big thing, and especially right now with everything that's going on. As we're recording this, we are knee-deep, if you will, in the coronavirus issues that are going on. So probably never a better time, right, Nick, for people to make sure they have things in check. And honestly, while we're in this kind of downtime where they're asking everybody to postpone events and kind of stay home and just kind of quarantine for a while, this is a great opportunity to make sure you have things like insurance in check.
Yeah, I think it's a great time right now where you can, you know, catch up on things that you might have been kind of putting off. I know for me, you know, I've been putting off a lot of that kind of stuff, really more of the back end stuff on my own business. So having this time where, you know, unfortunately, business is being postponed, we can use that time now to catch up on some of the back end things like insurance and, you know, whatever else you have.
And Carol, just a question for you, because I know sometimes, especially if somebody's new getting into the industry and stuff like that, one of the questions that they may have is, outside of the obvious, like, why would I, as a business, why would I want to have this type of insurance? Like, what is my driving factor to want to have this?
What we do is we offer our insurance, and the reason for the insurance is protect your company, protect your family, and your assets, of course. If anything should happen to you physically, then everything comes to a halt. So just like you have your health insurance and your car insurance, it's very highly recommended for peace of mind. This is the place to go. We've been serving our members for over 23 years. And I like to say that our company, it's like a triple A. I like to use it as one annual membership fee that will cover you for the year and entitles you to your discount insurance we have through our group policy that will cover all types of entertainers. If we can't find the coverage that you're looking for, we also have a special event insurance broker on hand that will find what you need for your coverage.
Now, do you guys have any kind of tracking information as far as like the amount of entertainers maybe that are out there versus the amount of entertainers that actually are insured throughout, at least throughout the United States? Are there any kind of numbers like that that you guys follow?
Not off the top of my head. We don't, because it varies all the time. Right now we're having a variety of the younger generation coming in right now. And it's kind of a challenge to get them to understand how important this really is. And, of course, we don't want to say better late than never. And, I mean, what totally blows my mind is the fact that I'm sure everybody gets their cup of coffee every day, and you'll be able to have the coverage and peace of mind for a cup of coffee a day, the price of a cup of coffee. So depending on what type of entertainer you are, you know, for the price that you would pay for your annual fee and with your insurance coverage also, premium, I'm sorry, it would be less than a cup of coffee per day for your yearly amount to have to pay for this.
Carol, a question I had for you. I'm in the videography and photography space, and I was wondering if you offer any of that coverage for other entertainers aside from DJs.
Yes, we do. Just a few examples of what we do cover, of course, the DJ, and we have the KJ, and we have soloists, band members, music teachers, we have our photo booth group, and we have our photographers, videographers, the booking agents, event planners, face painters, clowns, makeup artists, your hypnotist, and of course the officiants. So we have a variety of different types of entertainers. We're here for anybody, whether it be within the policy or outside of the policy. We will find a way to give you that peace of mind.
Just on a personal note, I know I've been looking for some personal property coverage for my equipment, as DJ equipment is really expensive, David. My videography equipment, the cameras, tripods, all of that stuff is really, really expensive. And if anything were to happen to that, I'd be really out of luck. So having maybe some sort of a like insurance policy on that regard.
I mean, from my standpoint, like when I started my business, it was without question. Like it was not a like maybe I should, maybe I shouldn't kind of a thing.
Absolutely.
Like it was immediate.
Yeah.
You know, immediate thing. And the best thing about working with an organization like NAME is the process is very seamless. Like she said, you have your annual membership to be a part of that, which comes with other benefits as well, which I definitely want us to get into. But it does allow you an opportunity to this group policy. It's very similar to like a group health policy, you know, so it's affordable for everybody. It's something that really should just be built into your business plan. And it's kind of like twofold. You have your liability insurance, which a lot of times people will get $1 million liability insurance policy. I'm seeing $2 million. That's what we upped ours to, was a $2 million policy, because there are people out there, venues out right there that are asking now for $2 million policy coverage. And then the other side of that is your property policy. And just to cover, like you said, loss or theft or anything like that of your, you know, property.
And I also like to promote this as a better business marketing tool to sell yourself. When you go to promote yourself as to being hired from a venue, then you can also just show your certificate and say, here, I'm insured and I'm a member of National Association of Mobile Entertainers, supporting our members for over 23 years. We have never raised our rates for the membership and or the insurance in over 23 years. I am proud to say that.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's incredible.
And I think that I've probably only about three of those years have I not been a part of it.
Oh wow!
Yeah, so it's been a long time to be a part of the organization, and I love it to death, and I'm happy that I can be.
Thank you.
So we're going to take a quick break here. We'll be right back. We're talking with Carol Kessler from the National Association of Mobile Entertainers. We'll be right back.
The drip, yeah, I'm fitted up. Hop in my car and a giddy up. Secure the bag, yeah, I get the bus.
Pick it up.
You see the drip, yeah, I'm fitted up. Hop in my car and a giddy up. Secure the bag, yeah, I get the bus.
Over the break, Carol and I were talking a little bit about different insurance policies and why it would be important to have an insurance policy, especially as a young business owner. Carol, if you wanted to elaborate on some of those stories on when you said, thank goodness that some members had the insurance policy, that would be awesome to talk about.
Sure. As you're performing your gig and you have your speakers up on the stand, if a speaker should fall and hit one of your audience members, then this is where you'll, you know, feel relieved and say, oh, wow, I'm so glad I had insurance because of that incident. It's a liability incident, and this is where the coverage comes into play.
Sometimes if somebody's new and they don't think about things like taping down cords, the importance of making sure that just little things that you would never think could happen, you know what I mean?
Put your hand truck through the glass door as you're unloading your equipment.
There you go.
Wow.
I'm sure that's probably happened to several people through the years.
It has, and something that you don't think about happening or foresee. This is where your coverage comes into play. You have to go to the venue, say, hey, here's my insurance, and don't worry about it. We got this.
I think as a young business, the first thing you're thinking about is trying to just get off the ground. It's not, maybe as insurance is not necessarily the first thing you think about, but it should be one of the most important things you think about when you first start, because if you're already running into issues where you have these liabilities and you're getting into trouble with that, you're going to be out of business before you even get off the ground. So,
yeah. And a lot of times, you know, the first thing everybody wants to run out is and buy equipment,
right.
Which to some extent you need equipment, but you could also potentially consider what is some alternatives to equipment to where you could afford in your business plan to, you know, include this coverage. Because we're not talking like tons of money. Like
right.
We're talking less than $500 a year. You know what I mean? So we're So we're not talking about tons of money here. And it's not like health insurance where it's like, oh my God, how am I ever going to afford that? Right.
Right.
Like this is so affordable. This is just my humble opinion, but this is so affordable that if you don't have it worked into your business plan, you shouldn't even be starting your business.
Yeah.
If you don't understand why you should have this in there. You
absolutely.
Know what I mean?
Yeah. I know Carol mentioned the cup of coffee analogy. It's like, yeah. I love my Starbucks, right? So it's
$5 a day.
Yeah, exactly. The insurance is probably cheaper than that.
Yeah, exactly. So. We're going to talk about some other things before we get into those, though. We don't want to paint name as just an insurance broker, because it's definitely not. There's a lot of other benefits that come along with being a member of NAME. And then also even just from the standpoint of the ProMobileDJ.com website, which I know is a plethora of information and education for people. But if you would just kind of share a little bit more about the other benefits that come along with being a member of NAME beyond just, again, just having access to this insurance.
Sure. We also have what we call Find a DJ. So if, say, somebody in Ohio is looking for a DJ, we add your name. Once you're a member, your name is added to our database, and they go ahead and they'll query Ohio and your zip code, and then we'll put your name out there, and they'll contact you. It's up to you to sell yourself on that job. There could be like 10 people in that area. Again, it's up to you to sell your job, but it's a part of the benefit that we do offer to you as far as promoting yourself and marketing tool. And again, that's called Find a DJ. It's on the back of our website. Of course, we have our blog posting. Please let us know if you're interested in sending a blog out. We'll be happy to share with everybody.
Those are a lot of awesome benefits, you know, and I know just on top of that, there's other benefits, especially in the DJ space. So sometimes this may not be applicable to other members, but especially in the DJ space, I know that there are things like the company iDJ Now, where we actually buy a pretty decent amount of equipment ourselves from. NAME offers a 15% discount through iDJ Now, you know, with your membership. Also, things like your DJ event planner, you know, we all need some way of keeping everything on track. And especially right now, like literally for the last 3 days, I've probably had almost 100 events reschedule in the last 3 days. And imagine if I'm trying to do that on paper calendar or,
no.
You know, like in some other program. And so, and it's not just DJ Event Planner. That's the one that we personally use, but there's offers from like DJ Intelligence, DiscJockey.com, and a lot of other things that are available to really be good business tools. And then for folks that are also maybe looking to get more education and learn more about both the performance and the professional side of the entertainment industry, I know that they offer discounts at expos and trade shows and things like that that I know I've taken advantage of in the past myself. And then, of course, Carol mentioned the blog, and I had a wonderful opportunity actually recently to be able to be a part of that experience.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, do an interview with them, and it was a lot
That's
of
awesome.
Fun. You know, it was really cool to kind of share a little bit about myself, and it's a great way for people to kind of find out more about other people in the industry that maybe they didn't know, because it wasn't just Aldi's. When did you get into the DJ industry?
Right.
How long have you been a DJ? Like, it was a lot of more personal questions as well. So it was super cool. I really appreciated being a part of that.
We thank you for it.
All right, guys, so we're going to take another quick break here. And after the break, we're going to come back and talk a little bit about the man, the myth, the legend, Bruce Kessler. So we'll be right back. You're listening to the Rookie and the Vet podcast.
You see the drippy, I'm fitted up. Hop in my car in a giddy up. Secure the bag, yeah, I get the bus. Pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. You see the drippy, I'm fitted up. Hop in my car in a giddy up. Secure the bag, yeah, I get the bus.
All right, guys, you're back on the Rookie and the Vet podcast, and right now we have the pleasure of speaking with Carol Kessler. She is with the National Association of Mobile Entertainers and owner of ProMobileDJ.com. Definitely check that website out if you've not checked that out yet. Again, it's a ton of educational information and a backlog of information, too. So they're constantly updating it, but there's a backlog of just great tools and great information to help you out. So one of the things I really wanted to get into a little bit with you, Carol, is talking a little bit about Bruce. What can you say about the guy? Like, everybody knew him. We can't help but say everybody had their opinion. Either they loved him or they, you know, maybe they didn't like him so much, but that was okay. At the end of the day, we loved him. And he was one of those guys that always had a smile on his face. Just to tell maybe the listeners a little bit, and Carol, I don't even know if I've ever told you this, but my connection with Bruce started when I was, I'd already started DJing, kind of subcontracting for a lot of other companies, just learning like the performance side of things. And I just had that itch to want to have my own company, and I always said I wanted to have my own company, but I really didn't know a whole lot about that side of things. To date myself, honestly, this is kind of when the internet first started coming out, believe it or not. Wow. Yeah, like when it really started becoming something that people did. And so at the time I started researching, like, what is there out there from a national level that could really maybe be a resource that I could call upon or I could ask questions to? Because in essence, I was kind of asking these questions to people that looked at me as a new competitor of theirs. And so that was a tough conversation. I think we've evolved as an industry quite a bit better nowadays from that. I think it's much more healthy that you can have these good conversations with people that are quote unquote your competitors in your own backyard. But man, back then that was not a thing you did. So anywho, I came across name and everything, and I said, well, let me call this company. And I didn't know anything about it other than, you know, think about this. Like, I'm this young 20-something-year-old aspiring new business guy and DJ and everything. And I call this national organization. And when I called, Bruce answered the phone. And at the time, I didn't know who he was. I just figured he was a guy that worked there. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't know who he was. You know, I said, hey, my name is David. I'm calling from Jacksonville, Florida. I want to start a DJ company. And I've been DJing for a while, but I don't know anything about business. And I don't want to screw it up. Okay. That was basically, I'm paraphrasing, obviously. And I will tell you that Bruce probably, this is no exaggeration, Bruce probably spent about 3 hours on the phone with me that day.
Wow.
Yeah. Just all kinds of information and all kinds of support and all kinds of help. And let me connect you with this guy and let me have you talk to this guy. And here's how we can continue to keep supporting you. And to me, again, like, this is almost like talking to like what you would call a mentor nowadays, where it was somebody who you were like, this is the answers. Like, these are the answers I've been looking for. And I always remember thinking to myself, here I am, some schmo that he has no clue who I am. In my mind, I'm thinking he really has no benefit to having this conversation with me. Little did I know that he really did, because when I learned the kind of person that he was, I understood why he invested that time in me that day. And has kind of encouraged me to want to do the same thing for new people that come into the industry as well. So, Carol, I don't know if you ever knew that, but that was kind of my whole introduction to Bruce.
No, I didn't know about the 3 hour one.
Yes. Yeah.
But Bruce loved to talk.
He did.
And loved to share his knowledge and education. And it was his passion.
It really was. And I mean, I remember countless trade shows that we went to together that he would just talk to every single person that came by him. And he would always either busting balls on them or, you know, having fun with them. But he was just always very happy and jovial every time I was around him.
Bruce always had his happy hat one. Do you remember that?
Yes, name? That's right. I do remember that. I do.
Only Name has happy members, and always wore a smiley hat on him or had the pins, and he loved smiley faces and happy faces, and that's how he projected everybody should be.
Yeah.
And that was just his nature. And of course, coming from the entertainment business himself, he broadcasted on radio, and of course, he DJed at many, many parties, many, many weddings, and I think, if I remember right, back in the day, He said, this is like my 2000th wedding that I'm doing. And if I remember right, it was the last one. Actually, it was my daughter's wedding. He said, I'll never, ever do that again.
Yeah. Doing events for family isn't always the easiest, you know?
Yeah, that was terrible. He would call me Bridezilla. But he made it fun. It was a great time. My daughter loved him for that. And it was a great party. And that was just the way Bruce was. He was outspoken, whether you want to hear it or not. But when you needed to hear it, he was also there for you, too, what you needed to hear.
Absolutely. So
whether it be knowledge, whether it be education, or whether leading you in the right direction, he was there for everything and everybody. And because of that, this is where he had founded the industry association, because he felt like he needed to do this and he would want to always have a legend. And that's where I picked up at. And I went on because I knew the passion that he had for it. I can understand definitely now how he felt the passion for it, because I'm in his seat and I'm enjoying every minute of it.
Carol, that's really incredible that you're carrying on his legacy. And unfortunately, I never got to meet him, and I'm deeply sorry for your loss. Yes. I wish I could have met him. But what I will say, just from listening to the conversation that you've had with David, is that what David is doing for me right now really resembles a lot of the things that it sounds like Bruce was doing with David. Aww. As well. So David,
thank you, David, for that image.
He really is carrying on the legacy. I can't even begin to tell you like the amount of opportunities that David has opened up for me as someone who's not even in the DJ space, really. I'm a videographer, but just the desire and compassion to help and the caringness he has to see me succeed and for no reason other than to just because he's a compassionate person.
Maybe you did learn by Bruce.
He definitely did.
Looking down at you, shining down on you, and feeling so proud of you right now. And thank you for that.
Yeah, we appreciate you being on here. Yeah, thank you.
So, Carol, I wanted to kind of ask you a little bit about some different milestones, I think, that maybe if you can think back about some different milestones and different things that Bruce is able to either single-handedly on his own maybe or instrumentally through a group of folks, just maybe some different milestones that have happened within the industry that Bruce was a part of, if you can think of any of those.
Well, Bruce was the original founder of American Disc Jockey Association, and actually name became a spinoff of it. So actually I like to say that, and I'm proud to say that Bruce was the brains behind it all. And he had his passion for it, and it just ran through his veins. And like I said, he received the Mobile Disc Jockey Award, Hall of Fame Award. And I had met Bruce back in 1995, and I had a corporate job in our Center City. And I did some trade shows with Bruce, my first being in Canada. And again, I became to love what he was doing while I was also doing the corporate world. And it was very interesting, very entertaining, and very knowledgeable. And that's where I was able to, first, I just want to say how lucky and how fortunate I was that my name had already been out there when I had to sit in the seat. Fortunately, I was able to have everybody's loyalty and their trust, which meant the whole world to me, and for them to be able to accept me. I did resign from my corporate job, and I decided to do this full time, and I had no regret whatsoever. I feel I made the right choice.
Yeah, I remember when Bruce did pass away that there was definitely some uncertainty about how things were going to go with name, and I just remember you stepping up and thinking to myself, that's incredible for her to be able to do that, especially in the face of losing your partner and, you know, kind of having this this giant machine just kind of dumped in your lap and said, here you go.
12 years later.
Yep. Here we are still kicking, still going strong. So
12 years later. And like I said, you know, my guidance is him looking down on me and giving me direction through the whole thing. And again, in trusting and thanking all the members, the business associates, they've been wonderful, and they've been so wonderful to me and patient with me and guiding me through the whole ordeal. And I still continue to learn every day.
which I think is phenomenal. I think that's one of the things I always try to tell new people that I get a chance to kind of mentor or at least offer some level of advice to. I always say, you know, be sure that you're learning something new every day. Don't ever feel like you already know everything about whatever you're doing. I mean, I've been doing this for 20 years, but I've been doing it a lot longer than that. And still to this day, I want to learn something new. Heck, we just did. We learned something right. new today with the new equipment we're using. So it's a perfect mm-hmm. example of how if you never stop learning, you never stop growing.
Due to the fact that none of us here actually in the office are active DJs or ever were or never behind the scene, and that's where Bruce was able to share the knowledge and education that he had, we have an advisory board, and we have 5 members of our advisory board. Should somebody call in and ask us any information about music, any equipment, what kind of cable do I use, what kind of mic should I buy? This is where we direct the question and ask one of our advisory boards to step in to help us out and give their wonderful advice. And they have been on board over 25 years, each one of them. Proud to mention B. Ray Martinez, and he is out in Arizona.
Ray's like a legend. He's a legend.
He is. When I ask him to do a trade show, I'm like, all right, here's our celebrity host.
Right, exactly.
Everybody knows Ray. Everybody loves Raymond. And then, of course, we have our local, which is Dennis Kintzer, and he's from the Lancaster office. Again, over 20 years in the music industry, who's more than happy to share his information and knowledge should anyone need it. We have Greg Curran, who's also local in the Abington area. And he's done special events for the Philadelphia Eagles, and he is well-known also in the area. We have Mark Burgess, who's out in the Florida area to support anybody out there, as well as Joe Morales out in the Florida area. Any questions at all whatsoever? And we have Matt Peterson, who is in around the Connecticut area. So we actually have our pointers and our experts. What do you think of this microphone? You know, where's the best place for us to travel to? And any insurance question, anything at all, they're right there for your service.
Yeah, Carol, I think it's great that you guys, you know, you have the advisory board. It has a good group of DJs from a wide variety of areas in the United States, so they can kind of talk on things that maybe are local going on or on a national level going on. But then you also have the office staff who are dedicated to the types of things that really need to be taken care of from a office professional standpoint. And it's not just some DJs that came in there and said, hey, we'll help you guys out and we have no clue what we're doing, but we want to help you out anyways. So I think kind of having that balance of the professional help, but also having that balance of the technical side of things through the advisory board, I think that's amazing that you guys do that. And it's just a great, just one more asset of what NAIM has to offer to their members.
Correct. And remember, also, we have an on-site licensed insurance broker. Should you have any questions at all, Joel Goodman is the person to go to.
So I know there's a lot of times for us where we'll be at a venue maybe we haven't worked at before, and they ask us for a copy of our policy, and then they want to mm-hmm. have their name and their address and all that stuff put on it. And I've literally been able to get those same day, like no problem, super simple, super easy. And that's very helpful because it just helps us look that much more professional to that venue, where we're not having to say, okay, give us a week or give us 2 weeks or some crazy, you know, time frame like that. Like, literally, it's never been like, there's even been times, Nick, where I've submitted a request at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and if I didn't get it that same day, it was waiting for me the next morning. So like,
it's amazing. Yeah,
yeah. Like, right. always on the ball, and that's super helpful.
David, just to touch base, I have some exciting news I also want to share with everybody.
Yes.
You should have received the emails on it, but if not, I'll just tell you a little bit of background. Our new insurance company now is called American Specialty Insurance, and what they do is they will offer you the capability to go ahead and print your own additional insured certificates right on the spot. Say it's a weekend, you can't get through to NAIM, our staff is out of the office, and you just go right online and print your own certificate out.
That's a game changer. Yeah, that's a game changer right there. That's awesome.
It is.
I'm actually kind of sitting here almost speechless, because that's definitely a game changer. So I appreciate you guys continuing to elevate the level of professionalism and the level of service that's provided to the membership. That's pretty sweet. Well, Carol, we've really appreciated having you on board with us today and talking about NAIM and kind of reminiscing about Bruce. I was thinking something else as well. In 2008, actually, Carol had mentioned Raymar. Me and Raymar and a bunch of our buddies, we all went on a trip to nine baseball parks in 7 days, or seven baseball parks in 9 days, or something like this. It was really super out of control.
That's awesome, though.
The Rat Pack?
Yes, absolutely. But in that during that trip, we were fortunate enough to be in Philadelphia, and Carol welcomed all of us to her home. She made lunch for us. She let us swim in her pool. It was the most fun. I can still remember to this day us just being silly in that moment. And that was just nice to kind of get together, and we had a chance to kind of reminisce a little bit about Bruce in that day as well. And that was very therapeutic for both myself and Raymar, because I know, Ray obviously knew Bruce even longer than I did. And so it was very nice to kind of have that. So Carol, I again, thank you for that day, because it's never left my mind and never left my heart
thank you, David.
Day.
You got me tearing up. Thank you. It was a fun day, and I'll never forget it. It'll always stay in my heart.
Well, guys, thank you very much for listening to us today. We hope you've learned some things from Carol. She is an amazing, dynamic woman, and I cannot say enough about all the work that she's done to continue to keep Bruce's legacy of NAIM alive. And there's a lot of people in this industry that really love and care about you, Carol, and so we appreciate all you do. And
I love you too.
Thank you. And thank you for sharing with us today. We hope our listeners were able to get something out of this. And we'll look forward to doing more and sharing more with NAIM as the year brings us throughout 2020 and 2021.
Thank you so much, guys. Look forward to it.
Thank you again for listening to the Rookie and the Vet podcast. We'll see you soon.
Take care, y'all.